Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fire crews in Los Angeles still trying to gain ground battling wildfires. The Eaton fire is just 3% contained. Officials say the blaze destroyed more than 7,000 structures. L.A. County Assistant Sheriff Myron Johnson says they're stepping up patrols due to recent looting and have set a curfew from 6 p. to 6 a.
This curfew will be strictly enforced and is being taken to enhance public safety, protect property, and prevent looting in areas where residents have been evacuated.
At least 10 deaths are blamed on the Eaton and Palisades fires. TikTok users waiting to see what the Supreme Court will decide after hearing arguments today. The China-owned parent company faces a ban if it does not sell by January 19th. Federal prosecutors say the company poses a national security risk. Nicolas Maduro was sworn into office for another term as Venezuela's president today. His election faces opposition backed by the U.S. International groups question the validity of the election results. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. Rusk, Polk, and Price counties are among those expected to suffer the largest population declines, ranging from 22% to nearly 28%. Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order declaring an energy emergency in Wisconsin. According to a press release, the declaration is in response to severe regional weather conditions that have impacted the distribution of residential heating fuel. Through the executive order, suppliers will be given a 30-day waiver for certain hours of service restrictions to allow them to catch up after suffering weather-related delays and deliver the essential products efficiently for residents suffering through freezing temperatures. A Duluth man has been taken into custody following a stabbing incident on Thursday afternoon. According to the Duluth Police Department, the stabbing occurred around noon on East 3rd Street near Central High School. The victim was taken to the hospital with one stab wound, and authorities have not released an update on their condition. A 24-year-old suspect was arrested shortly after the stabbing. Authorities are still investigating the incident to determine if anyone else was involved, but say there is no further threat to the public. The Marshfield man accused of killing his roommate and moving her body to Price County has entered a not guilty plea. 38-year-old David Castro Gutierrez was charged with first-degree intentional homicide in November after authorities discovered the body of 28-year-old Blanca Jesenia Hernandez Porta Carrero in the town of Hackett. Castro Gutierrez allegedly admitted to the killing when interviewed by law enforcement authorities, saying he strangled Porta Carrero, wrapped her body in a blanket, and set her on fire in Price County. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are on the road. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Then on Sunday in New York against the Knicks, Giannis Antetokounmpo leads the Eastern Conference with the highest average of points scored per game. Afterwards, you'll find Giannis every night sitting in front of his locker with ice bags on his knees and feet and a timer set for 20 minutes.
Except one. He's not going to be mad at me. Except one that Brook took. I didn't like that one. But overall, I feel like we're playing good basketball. We're finding open guys. And when we do that, we're very, very hard to beat.
NFL, the Packers in Philly Sunday to take on the Eagles. So how do you stop running back Saquon Barkley, who has rushed for over 2,000 yards this season?
He does a great job with vision to get guys, peeking in gaps they're not supposed to be and exploit that. And when he does, get into, open space, he can make a guy miss and take it to the house.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low of 5 to 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, high low 20s. An inch or two of snow into Sunday. Snow tapering by afternoon, high in the mid 20s. Colder for Monday and Tuesday. Currently 21 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back on the weekend news happenings and also review the Packers game and what lies ahead, if anything. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. I am your host, Dom Salvia. Got Jess P.S. on the board. Earl Ingram joining me today up until the 6 o'clock hour. You can check out his show Monday through Friday here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Earl, thanks for sticking around, folks. I know we're going to continue this conversation with regards to the fires in California and the reaction from some Republicans, you know, blaming DEI of all things. And Earl, I see you got your woke hat on. This must be the fault of all the wokeness going on. It's too hot, man. It's too hot. And we just had literally the hottest year in 2024 on record. And certainly there could be. I mean, I'm not dialed into the specifics of local Los Angeles city proper or county or California politics, right? If there are some issues with that leadership and policy decisions and whatnot, those voters will certainly have a say. No question about it. My understanding, as you mentioned earlier, is some cuts to the fire department as well. Now, would that have made a difference? Maybe, maybe not. When you have everyone turn the tap on a system that isn't meant for fighting fires like that, you know, it's really hard. And you got 100-mile-an-hour winds. And you can't get your fixed wing or your helicopters up in the air. That it just exacerbates the problem. So, whether or not there will be a political comeuppance for those folks in California, that's up for the voters to decide, and they will make that determination. What we certainly don't need, above and beyond the 100-mile-an-hour winds fanning the flames, are MAGAs and Republicans inserting themselves, trying and threatening to withhold funds because they don't like this policy or that policy. And that's what's going on right now. And that is, and again, these fires are still raging. The ashes are still hot. And these Republicans are out there lambasting the folks in California.
Dominic, yeah. I don't. They talked about how dry California has been, and drought conditions. You know, mm-hmm. and it hadn't rained, as you stated. How many months?
Like 80 days or something like that. Eight months. I think I heard.
8 months. So can you imagine what that was, man? It was a tinderbox. And then I heard them saying, well, because of wokeism, homeless people playing in the, you know, maybe, this is what, I mean, maybe homeless people were, you know, playing and doing this and maybe, I mean, man.
I mean, I sure it wasn't the immigrants, Earl. You know, blame the homeless, blame the immigrants, blame the Democrats. I mean, is there anybody that the MAGAs and the Republicans would assign blame to that would be one of their own? You know, it seems to be it's everybody else. And this is the same Republicans who now have a felon at the head of their party. We'll get there next. We got some folks being very patient on the lines, 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison, you are up. Happy Friday, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, I think it was the dogs from Springfield, Ohio, went over with their matches and started, you know, lighting up the city of Los Angeles. I think that's who to blame.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the dogs that weren't eaten got in the bus and caused this ruckus. I just wanted to thank you for looking into the issue, because this is a multifaceted situation, and I think the pressure that was in or wasn't in for the water for spraying down these fires is a fascinating part of this story, because who would prepare for something this large? Who would prepare for it? You know, when you're making plans long ago for the infrastructure for your city. And I would contrast this with the sort of lack of heavy weather that Governor DeSantis got with the two hurricanes that came into his state. Now, the first one, of course, was Helene, very big, caused a lot of damage in that Tampa Bay area, Pinellas County, that area. And then it was followed very quickly by the other hurricane, Hurricane Milton. Okay, now people did not expect that there were going to be two hurricanes so close together. But one of the things that results from that, just another part of the puzzle for hurricane relief, is you got all this debris from the first hurricane, Helene, on the street.
Yeah.
Didn't get cleared as quickly as it should have. Every piece of debris in winds, 120 mile an hour winds, can become a projectile. And guess what? There's more damage, more problems that you're dealing with. So I would throw into the mix here that there was a lovely headline from the Miami New Times that was describing how Governor DeSantis was dealing with this. And the headline was great. It said, "Watch National Guardsmen stage rubble for DeSantis's Hurricane Milton recovery press conference." They say, "Guardsmen assembled the debris as if they were prepping for a production of Shakespeare's Tempest."
Oh.
So speaking of people, you know, mucking with what's going on, let us just all take a breath and just say, what can we do to prevent all of this in the future, whether it be in Florida or whether it be in California, and stop with lines like our so-called felon president coming up, where we're going to say that Governor Newsom should be brought to heel, not unlike a dog, I would say, not unlike a dog. So anyway, so let's open our hearts a little bit, people, and stop with the blame game and actually start trying to figure out what we can do about what is obviously a problem that needs to be attended, and that is climate change. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. A great call and great points as well. And I remember the hurricanes and the story specifically, Earl, about the debris from the first one wasn't cleared by the time the second one rolled through. And it made it even worse. And is that a policy failure of Ron DeSantis and the Republican, yada, yada? Maybe,
oh, man.
But you know
it's
what?
A natural disaster.
It's up to the voters to decide that. You know, do you feel like your government, your community did right by you? And those are local issues to be decided by local folks. But what I do not want is FEMA to withhold money from Ron DeSantis in Florida or from North Carolina because they're Republican leaning. Come on, that's ridiculous, man. But there is something to be said if we're going to continue. If climate change, as Donald Trump, the felon, has said, it's a hoax. It's a hoax from China, Earl. Well, then we're not going to address any significant changes in our petrochemical consumption. Then this is going to continue to happen. It's just going to continue to happen. And then are we going to then continue to rebuild with our taxpayer dollars? You know, these houses around the beaches, or these, you know, rich folks in California. They're not all rich folks, man. I mean, I don't want to be like that, but a lot of these folks are. You know, when I saw, you know, Malibu was burning, man. I mean, Malibu? I mean, and you see these boats, these houses are right on the ocean. Can't you use the ocean water? You know, I mean, I know it's ridiculous. But the point is, if we're not going to address the climate situation that we have, then these kinds of things are going to continue to happen. And what makes it worse is when you have, you know, people trying to make political hay out of it, Earl. And that's exactly what Donald Trump and these megas and the Republicans are doing. And I don't know to what degree. I don't know that you're going to get any more voters by denying Southern California federal disaster relief aid. You know, there's Republicans there too, you know.
You know, Dominica, you talked about most of the places where this, where these fires are taking place. It's not the average Joe's house. It's wealthy people. And many of them did not have fire insurance because the fire insurance is
too expensive.
Cost prohibitive.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and so that's another issue. There's not going to be, you know, insurance claims, that are going to help a lot of these people. But, you know, again, man, just show some compassion. That's all I'm saying, man. Show the fact that you're a human being, right? There should be empathy. That empathy is, you know, I mean, that's a word, Dominic, but it's derived from some kind of feelings and emotions, right? I mean, it's more than just a word.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Putting yourself in other people's shoes, yes. Walk a mile in their shoes, feel their pain and their concerns. And it'd be nice to see some of that or hear some of that from our elected leaders. And certainly I'm not hearing that from Donald Trump. I'm not hearing that from Republicans. And I've been paying attention, looking for the quotes. And you bring up a good point, Earl, you know, the insurance and what's going to happen to insurance rates. And we're talking, you know, $100+ billion in damages, you know what I mean? And not only are we going to have to, you know, tip into our federal money and our taxpayer dollars as a country to do that, there's going to be insurance claims as well. And what happens with insurance companies? Well, they spread the risk, man. They're going to raise everyone's rates in order to try to cover this thing. Yes. And it's going to continue to happen. The lack of awareness or just the straight up denial of any sort of climate change is frustrating. And then compounded with the lack of empathy, Earl, right? The lack of folks seemingly caring about their fellow citizens and their leader, the felon leader, making it political, calling dude new scum. He's got to be brought to heel or he's not going to get his federal wildfire money. Pardon me. Well, I guess we're going to have 4 more years of that. But I, it's not acceptable to me. I don't think we should put up with it, and I think we should fight back and bring it up every single time, Earl.
Hey, Dominic, Trump says he's not going to get his, as if this is him against Newsom. Not those people. He can't even comprehend that this is not mano a mano, right? He's not going to get it. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, he's not going to. I'm not going to give it to Newsom. Yeah. But it's not Newsom, man. It's you know, and I think one of the things that really helped Donald Trump last time around when he realized that there's some folks in California that voted for him.
Right. You know what I mean? He had aides who specifically had to pull up the numbers of just how many Trump voters there were in these affected areas of the wildfires to say, hey, these are your people. These are the people who voted for you. You're going to leave them out to burn?
And the fact that even has to come up, the fact that that is even a part of the consideration, even part of the conversation, that it's not U.S. citizens, it's mega first. It's not America.
It's Trump first.
It's Trump first. It's mega first. It's not America first.
No,
because America involves all of us: Dems, Republicans, Libertarians, non-voting, all those folks. That's everybody. And this guy is already threatening to rule, to govern as only for MAGA, only for Trump, and then maybe for MAGA, so long as MAGA doesn't turn on him. Folks, we got Earl Ingram joining me today, coming back with more of your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family get the dot, save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed automatic voter registration into law in December of 2020 to begin in January of 2023. Pandemic, technical, and bidding delays ensued, but preparation for voter registration at the DMV and other state agencies has finally begun. The New York State Board of Elections approved a resolution in December 2024 authorizing the state's Department of Motor Vehicles and other state agencies to create voter registration forms and transmit that data to the Board of Elections database. The new system allows citizens to opt out of voter registration, but will otherwise register or change registration information during official transactions. Gotham Gazette reports that both the implementation of automatic voter registration, or AVR, and online voter registration, or OVR, were delayed as technical staff was diverted for pandemic-related IT projects. While the delays are frustrating, getting it right is critical. Early adopter Oregon recently discovered flaws in its very successful AVR system, with evidence that ineligible citizens and non-citizens were accidentally registered during state transactions. The state is in the process of a system-wide audit. Brennan Center for Justice finds AVR has increased voter registrations from 9% to 94% in jurisdictions around the country. We have more on AVR at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Jazzed as hell, Earl Ingram joining me today up to the 6 o'clock hour. Jess P.S. is on the board. You folks lighting it up on the lines, 855-752-4842. Larry from Deerfield, he texts in regarding the fires in California. These climate-related catastrophes were long predicted. There will be more catastrophic climate events. And what scares me is that we have an incoming administration that has no plan for addressing climate change catastrophes other than blaming. You know, Earl, never let a good disaster go to waste. And this is not the first time, nor is it the last. But I think it is striking how quickly they've jumped on it. And they've mentioned DEI, hell, the homeless. I'm surprised they haven't talked about the immigrants yet. But, you know, give them some time. 855-752-4842. Kurt from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Kurt. What do you got for us?
Yeah. You know, I spent a lot of time following disasters that have taken place in this country. And what I hope Newsom is going to do is bring in professionals to evaluate the layout of all the area that burned and figure it out before you just simply put things back up like we have a habit of doing, only to get either washed away or burned away again. That you address all the underground lines and you address water towers and you address putting in desalination plants for providing high output of water when needed and not worry about whether the reservoir is full. I mean, we have thrown just trillions of dollars away. You just look at any of the disasters that have happened in the last 10 years. We rebuild on the coastlines. Florida is going to become underwater in the near future. And what's the plan for that? And not to mention incredible amounts of pollution that gets generated from these storms, whether it's fire, tornadoes, or hurricanes. I just want to see the local people, the governors, finally stepping in and saying, hey, what can we do before we rebuild everything in the event this happens again?
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Great points. We do continue to kind of do the same thing over and over again. I think that's the definition of insanity if we're expecting different results and it's not the same. Mm-hmm. But we do, you know, it's hard. I struggle with it to some degree, Earl and Jess, because, you know, people want to build a home on the coast or, you know, live in the dry hills of Southern California. Man, I get that. And there's risks. You know, there's risks everywhere you go, man. You want to live out in the mountains or whatever the case is. There's always some sort of risk. And if those things go south, if you're in a spot that's been, you know, traditionally prone to flooding, well, you better get yourself some flood insurance. Well, what if they don't offer flood insurance anymore? What if we get to the point, Irwell, where the damages are just so extreme, the insurance companies just can't do it anymore? Is it going to fall back on then onto us citizens? And if that's the case, are we going to put in restrictions saying you can't, you know, rebuild in Southern California, that you can't build those things up on the coast? I don't know what that number is, but to Kurt's point, it's not going to go down. So far, some of the numbers I've seen on the interwebs, Los Angeles Times, economic loss from wildfires could top $50 billion. Reuters saying it could hit $20 billion. New York Post, $150 billion. BBC, $135 billion. Wall Street Journal, damage likely to be costliest wildfire in history. Okay, I mean, that's a big range of numbers, and let's assume this continues on. It's not going to go away. We're still going to have climate change. We're still going to have 100-mile winds coming off of California. That's what happens. Do we go back and rebuild in the same way? Well, absolutely not. But do we go back and rebuild at all? You know, those are pertinent questions, because if it's going to fall to individual homeowners and people and their resources themselves, which would be very difficult. That's why you have insurance. If you don't have insurance, then what? It's going to fall into the taxpayers for us to rebuild and continue the cycle on. I mean, there's going to be some reckoning at some point, Earl, on what we're doing. And if we continue to bounce around and dance around this topic, because what is the issue? Well, the issue, of course, is the ongoing climate change.
Well, you know, Dominic, it's like the gentleman said earlier. I mean, same thing in Florida. How many times do you rebuild? I mean, listen, man, I get it. I understand why people want to live in paradise, right? Yeah. You know, and I'm not talking about in heaven, right?
Yeah.
Heaven on earth.
Yes, yes.
And so you want to live in the Florida Keys. Man, who wouldn't want to? But you take that risk, man.
Yes.
That's not my risk. That's not your risk.
But it is, right? If things go south.
It shouldn't be. You don't have, you have a right to live there, but not at the expense of others. If you want to keep risking your building and living there, fine, man. We all could say, I think most of us don't want to be dealing with 8-degree temperatures right now.
Most of us don't.
So if we had our choice, we'd rather be where it's 75, 80 degrees right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
But man, there's what it costs, man, to do that. It shouldn't be a burden on the average American. It's not our responsibility. Not that.
855-752-4842. Callers, we see you there. I want to get to you, but I want to make sure we give everyone enough time. I know we're sliding into a break soon, and Jess is very particular about me talking too much. So a couple of the...
No, I'm so strict.
A couple of the texters. Tony from the YouTube stream, unlimited money can't stop nature. Yeah, ain't that the truth? Also from Tony, paradise equals ice fishing in Wisconsin.
Hell yeah, man.
I mean, paradise is relative, Earl. Everyone's got their own version of it. I kind of like your version. Somewhere warm, somewhere with a beach, you know, a couple of drinks, some friends and family. You know, that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, as we continue, as the world turns, as the old soap opera used to say, I don't see how these issues are going to fade away, go away. And what does not help is politicians taking advantage of a natural disaster. Policies chosen by, you know, those in California aside, this is a disaster, and this is terrible. And there should be some empathy for those folks that are going through it. Republicans are losing their homes. Democrats are losing their homes. People that don't even engage are losing their homes. I mean, this is something we can all understand and get around, and we need to do that. Folks, come back with us. We're going to get to more of your calls. Our buddy Tom from L.A. is checking in as well, 855-752-4842. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A recent study by the American Journal of Medicine found that alcohol-related deaths more than tripled in Wisconsin between 1999 and 2020. According to the report, there were 356 alcohol-related deaths in the state in 1999, but nearly 1,100 in 2020. Those numbers include both short-term causes like alcohol poisoning and long-term conditions like liver diseases. Alcohol-related deaths across the entire country only doubled over the same span, showing the Midwest and Wisconsin specifically outpacing the rest of the country. AARP Wisconsin has announced they are now accepting applications for their 2025 Community Challenge Grant Program. According to a press release, the program provides grant funding for quick action projects to improve quality of life in communities across the state, specifically targeting residents who are 50 and older. The projects could include things like upgrading transportation, housing, and digital infrastructure, or improving public places. The organization will be accepting applications from local nonprofits until March 5th. A lawsuit over a conditional use permit for a campground in Spooner has been settled. According to court documents, the Spooner Lake Rehabilitation and Protection District had filed the lawsuit against North Camp Properties over environmental concerns. The organization had received a conditional use permit from Washburn County to build a 200-site RV park near Evergreen Lakes. Under the settlement, both parties agreed to dismiss all claims, and the Spooner Lake District agreed to pay over $11,000 in attorney fees. The Barron County Property Committee has given initial approval to a draft lease contract between the county and the Rice Lake Area School District. County officials say there are more details to work out, but the finalized contract would allow the school district to use the student center and gymnasium at UW-Eau Claire, Barron County. The district is planning to open a learning center in the facility. Under the agreement, Barron County would provide new roofs on the facilities, but the district will be responsible for any other upkeep. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low of 5 to 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, high low 20s. An inch or two of snow into Sunday. Snow tapering by afternoon, high in the mid-20s. Colder for Monday and Tuesday. Currently 21 degrees.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk to Judge Susan Crawford, candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, on defending a progressive seat against Scott Walker's attorney general.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me. You can check out his show Monday through Friday at 8 to 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just PS on the board. You folks on the lines, 855-75-CIVIC. Also, it's Friday. Tell us something good. I'm gonna start out. I thank you for the Iron Maiden. I pulled out my Iron Maiden shirt from the 80s. I mean, this shirt's got to be 40 years old, 42 years old, maybe. I know, Earl, that's not very old for maybe some of the shirts you got, but but it still fits. I mean, it was an extra large back then. So, I mean, so I got my Iron Maiden Killers World Tour 1981. Now, I did not go to that concert. I was 10, but I did get the shirt.
Excuses.
I did get the shirt at a record store a couple years afterwards. And if you know Iron Maiden, it's the cover of the Killers album with Eddie and an axe, and it's pretty gruesome. It's one of my favorite bands. And so I'm down listening to some Maiden today, and that makes me happy. Thank you, Jess, for tuning it up. 855-752-4842. We're going to wrap up our conversations on the Los Angeles fires. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Trump conviction or Trump sentencing. What a joke. Anyway, let's get to it. Tom from L.A. Welcome, Tom. What's going on out there, man?
Hey, Dominic. How you doing?
Good, man.
Actually, things are a lot better, I would say, because the winds have died down. That's been the major issue. The major issue of all of this has been winds and the dryness that we have, and you know, and then somebody, you know, starting even, I don't know, small little fire or striking a match or whatever, you know, it's not, who knows what it, you know, what it is, if it's, you know, who's causing it. What matters is that, you know, there's so much propaganda and lies that are going on in the media that's spreading faster than a wildfire. I mean, it's just, it's insane to me. You know, people talk about these fire hydrants. Well, when you got everyone using the fire hydrants, you're going to have less pressure. You're not going to be able to actually get a lot of pressure coming out of them because we have so many fires. And again, you know, when the winds a couple days ago, you know, the winds were like 70 to 100 miles an hour. Well, when you go on a helicopter and you throw retardant down on the fire, that's just going to blow away. It's not hitting the target. Now that the winds are dying down, now, you know, things are able to get under control. So hopefully the winds will continue to stay down. Usually our fire season goes from June to August, but apparently now it goes from June to January because of climate catastrophe. And we're doing better. We got our internet back today. We got our power back today, finally, for the first time in this week.
Wow. How long was your internet and power out, Tom?
3 days.
Okay. All right.
I will tell you good news. I'm going to tell you some good news also.
Yes, please do.
Some good news is South Australia bans money in politics, political donations, and gifts, and their reform. So, you know, it can be done. It wasn't in favor of the prime minister's favor, but he did it because he said that money in politics is destroying other nations, and I think we know what nation it's destroying the most.
Ain't that the truth?
Good news that they're good news.
It can happen. It can happen. Hey Tom, before I let you go, let me ask you that couple of things. The reaction from MAGA and the Republicans about DEI and budget cuts and policy changes and threatening to withhold, you know, FEMA money, that kind of thing. And number two, you know, you live there, man. What's your sense of the political, you know, decision making? Was it exacerbated? Has that exacerbated this fire? What's your take?
Honestly, I think that our local government has done a really incredible job in terms of preparedness and letting people know. I mean, even to the extent where they, you know, sent out an alert they probably shouldn't have to evacuees, but within 4 minutes they said that that was a system error. But they definitely have, you know, in terms of the alerts and the preparedness, that's been there. What was your first question again?
The reaction of the MAGAs.
You know what? It's amazing. They'll do anything they can so they don't have to talk about climate change. That's the bottom line. You know, this is climate catastrophe. This is what we're running into. We've had this over and over again. And, you know, it's like if think about Wisconsin, if you had the winds that, you know, the windshield and the winds that you have in the wintertime, but you didn't have the snow or the ice or the water, you know, to be able to combat that. Well, everything's dry here. We haven't had rain in over a year. So it's one of those things that, you know, you have leaves that are, I mean, you know, they talk about this whole raking thing and all this stuff. These are not forest fires. These are actually happening on the beach in Malibu.
Yeah.
And jumping, you know, that area. So, and we have plenty of water in reserve also. That's another big misclaimer out there. We have plenty of water to put out these fires. The problem has been the wind. You can't put out a fire if the wind is blowing the water or the fire retardant or whatever it is away from your target.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's been the biggest issue. But yeah, we've had, you know, I've had friends that have lost their house completely.
Oh man.
You know, and the Palisades, which is absolutely a beautiful place. What people need to understand is Los Angeles is really a tapestry of towns. We're not just this big, you know, major city called, you know, Los Angeles. That's downtown. That's if you want to see, you know, the Lakers win, you know, the NBA finals, and you can see all the people that are in downtown LA. I mean, we have 10 million people in LA County alone.
Yeah.
You know, just people just can't even fathom. I mean, apparently they can fathom $1 billion, but they can't fathom 10 million people in LA County. I'm just shocked that actually more has not happened. More fires haven't, you know, crept up and all that kind of stuff, even in my area on the flats, which, you know, we have been very, very fortunate with all of these weather things because we're in the flats. And I used to be in the Hollywood Hills where it was worse, but now that I've been in the flats, more of a residential area, definitely not the problems. But, you know, Burbank's only 10 minutes away. Pasadena's only 15 minutes away. And Altadena, you know, gone. Palisades, gone.
Hey, Tom, know, before I let you go, what's the air quality like, man? I mean, that's something that you see the smoke, and I can't imagine. Are you feeling it? You smelling it? What's it like?
Honestly, I have... been checking on the air quality each day before I go for about a 7 to 8 mile walk. I think I told you that for my New Year's resolution. And I put a mask on, a mask up, and go out and walk. I sent actually Civic Media some video of the wind that I was walking through about,
wow,
you know, 2 days ago. That was just absolutely the wind has been insane. It just really has been. It's like a tornado going on constantly. So, I mean, the other night I was very, very scared when I went to bed the first night because you could literally, I mean, the wind was so bad. So, yeah, I mean, it really is. We need to do something that's, you know, going to die down these winds. So anybody out there that's a MAGA, if you want a solution, if you have a Superman or if you have somebody out there, maybe you think it's Trump, you know, if he can put out the wind somehow, you know, be a Superman and blow out the wind. You know, come on to LA and do it.
Yeah, Tom. Well, you know, he talks a lot. He's kind of a windbag. Maybe we can put him against against the wind, and it'll kind of cancel it out. Hey, Tom, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for checking in. Best to you and the family. Be safe out there, and keep us informed as to what's going on the ground, if you would please, as time goes by here. And he makes a point, you know, I'm surprised it hasn't happened more. And as of right now, the reporting is 10 dead. I mean, that's tragic. Hopefully it doesn't rise. You just don't know. Remember the fires in Hawaii? A lot of people died there. It was and when this thing dies down, they get a better handle. It may go up. I'm hoping not, but we'll see what happens. As of right now, reporting is from the Washington Post 2 hours ago. 10 people killed, 10,000 structures feared destroyed. 855-752-4842. Annie from Watertown, happy Friday. You're next. Welcome. What do you got?
We hear about all these fancy houses, but there is a quite significant population of what I heard was mostly minorities, because they're the ones that take care of all these homes. And none of these people have a second home to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's impacting everybody. You know, when something like this happens, and thank you for the call, Earl. When something like this happens, Earl, you know, the fire doesn't care if you're Democrat or Republican, rich or poor, black or white. You know what I'm saying? Those things, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to nature. It's going to come at you. It's going to come at you. It does not discriminate to any of those things.
You know, it's good to hear Tom. He's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to hear that it's dying down. You know, because we would never know, right? It's so fortunate to have a guy call. He's right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And can you imagine if it would hit Los Angeles in the bowl, where all the people really are?
Yeah, no.
And the only here that they're talking 10 bodies thus far is unimaginable, man. For the magnitude of what we're talking about. I mean, that in itself is a miracle.
It is. And like as I mentioned, hopefully it stays like that. 855-752-4842. One more call on this topic, then we will move on to the sentencing phase. And if you got something good, hit us up as well. It's Friday, 855-752-4842. Dick, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, could you imagine if we were as shallow-minded as they are? And I'm going to say this because you could say that I'm going to hold up, you know, funding like Trump might potentially do.
That he's threatened to do, Dick.
Okay. What if these blue states just said, and we get back to Civil War days, I'm sorry. Screw you. We're not going to send you money. New York, California, all these states just say, no, we're lockstep and we're not going to be a part of this country anymore.
Yeah, I mean, kind of an Ayn Rand kind of a thing, Atlas Shrugged thing. You know, I mean, certainly those are thought experiments, Dick. And I've heard, you know, Republicans mention those same kinds of things when things don't go their way. I mean, yes, I hear what you're saying. I think we do need to focus on what is best for the country and how we come back from this, you know, stronger. That's to be seen. The Chuckster from Racine says this, L.A. wildfires. Who will be doing the rebuilding after Donald Trump does his mass deportation of a significant number of the building trades labor, the roofers, the landscapers, etc.? Not just of California, but the desert Southwest, all of America, nationwide. The supply of lumber, building materials will become scarce and prices will skyrocket, along with the cost of insurance. Yeah, good point, Chuck. Thank you for bringing that up. As Donald Trump has continued to threaten, Earl, mass deportations of these folks, and as we mentioned here in the state of Wisconsin, and California as well, a lot of the dairy industry, the agricultural industry, the building industry, the trades. I mean, a lot of these folks are targets for the megas for deportation, the very ones we will need to rebuild this country.
You know, Dominic, just the cost of lumber and nails and all of that are going to skyrocket and impact the entire country.
Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. That is Earl Ingram. Check him out Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. One final segment, and we promise we're going to get to the sentencing. We did so good. I mean, all you anti-Trumpers out there don't want us to talk about Trump. Well, we made it through the entire show, but now we're going to have to play some history for you. For the first time in American history, we have a felonious president. Like an actual one. Not just one that we assume is a felon and should be convicted. Don't know. He's a felon. Come back with us. Final segment, 855-752-4842.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me, last segment of the day. Jess P.S. is on the board, 855-75-CIVIC. Well, it's happened. Consequence, question mark?
Question mark.
For the president-elect. I saw a headline like everyone's mad about this. In negotiations, usually, you know, if everyone walks away from the deal kind of a little little upset, then it's probably a good deal. I don't see how this is a good deal whatsoever. I'm not buying it. We have some sound.
We do have the sound actually of Judge Juan Merchan giving his sentence.
Let's play the history, please, Jess.
After careful analysis, in obedience to governing mandates and pursuant to the rule of law, this court has determined that the only lawful sentence that permits entry of a judgment of conviction without encroaching upon the highest office in the land is an unconditional discharge. At this time, I impose that sentence to cover all 34 counts. Sir, I wish you Godspeed as you assume your second term in office.
Boo! Boo! And I guess, you know, perhaps unconditional discharge is the only way this thing was going to get past the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So at least it's there. But what an anticlimactic BS joke of justice. And I know the Megas, Earl, think that this is all just a setup and lawfare, but I mean, the guy did the crime, man. He signed the checks. He did the thing in order to, you know, keep the porn star affair away from the media in the last couple of weeks of an election, man. That's what this is, election interference. That's what this is. Who cares who he's having sex with? It's that he didn't want people to know what was going on in order for him to, you know, not damage his election prospects, Earl.
You know, after it's all said and done, I don't know how they get around. We talk about the three branches of government, the judicial.
Mm-hmm.
The judicial. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, because what they've done to bend over for Donald Trump, You can't ever tell me that anymore about the judicial branch. Well, it doesn't have the power that we thought it had. What are you talking? It does for everybody else.
Yeah, weird how that works, right?
Come on, man.
Earl, how much of this do you put on? And we got 4 minutes left in the segment, Earl. How much of this do you lay at the feet of Merrick Garland for slow walking this thing?
Well, even if Merrick Garland would have not slow walked it, the outcome was going to be the same.
Not necessarily, man. If we'd have been at this very point a year ago, a year and a half ago, I mean, he may have been wanting to run. The timing with the presidential, that whole thing, the fact that he sat on this as long as he did, forced this time frame, squeeze that we have.
You know, Dominic, I'm just cynical because I know if I do something illegal and they're coming after me, it doesn't matter when, the average citizen, we've got to follow the law. The law is the most important thing, right? You tell a law enforcement officer, well, he pulls you over. Hey, man, how many drinks have you had? Well, I've had two. Okay, well, you've had too many. Well, they're going to take you to court, and there's nothing you can do. Well, unless you have some money.
Oh, that always helps, right? Yeah.
Our courts are for those who can afford it. Donald Trump just proved again, and not just in this case, all the cases, Dominic. How do you tell other Americans that the judicial system is fair and balanced?
You cannot possibly say that with a straight face. And some of the reporting on this, Earl, I know we're going to run out of time, but I just got to throw this one out there. A judge is reported at the Raw story. Judge Diane Kiesel, a retired New York criminal court judge, pointed out the importance of Donald Trump entering the White House with convictions. And here's what she said as a concluding statement. Remember, as some of your correspondents have said earlier today, this isn't really just a slap on the wrist, she promised. This is a man who's going to go to his grave unless an appellate court reverses as a convicted felon. He's going to be the only president in history that's going to walk into that White House with a conviction over his head. That's serious. And forgive me, Judge, but what a crock. So what? Freaking what, man? Oh, you're a felon. What happened? Nothing.
No probation.
Nothing.
No payment.
Nothing.
So Donald Trump has doubled his income since he, won the election. Do you think he gives a rip? He's a multi-billionaire. He doesn't care about a label. What are you talking about?
Come on, Earl, this is what I'm saying. If I was Donald Trump, and the guy's a narcissist, so he's gonna fight it. I mean, I get all that, whatever, but give me a break. So freaking what? Oh, you're a felon. Yeah?
And?
I'm short and Italian. So what? tell me something I don't know.
We all got our titles to bear.
What is the point of any of that stuff if there's not a consequence, Earl? And there has been no consequence. Now, maybe by the time Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday rolls around next week, we'll see the report, Jack Smith's report, Trump did and to encourage and orchestrate whatever his involvement was in the J6. Maybe we'll see that next week. But even that will be for informational purposes only, Earl. It won't have any real consequence for the man, at least not legally. Folks are listening to the Dom Salvi Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Happy Friday. Earl, thank you, man. Appreciate you every time. I will talk to you next Thursday. Put it on the books. Just PS, thank you for all you do. Nice hanging out with you last night a little bit. Catching up. And folks, stay square out there. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back in the saddle on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin, Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight. This weekend, we welcome brand new band Take Back the Sun, and Terry chats with Aaron Schulke about Wisconsin polka. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all. In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Winds have eased a bit but could flare up in the coming days as fire crews battle wildfires in hot spots throughout L.A. County. The Eaton Fire, just 3% contained. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
With the flames calming here now, teams have been able to get in from the air and the ground to really survey the damage. It now appears this fire, the Eaton Fire, is the second most destructive wildfire in California history. Over 7,000 buildings, they now believe many of those homes were destroyed. That is more than in Pacific Palisades. It also makes it the most destructive wildfire in Los Angeles County history.
President Biden at the White House taking a victory lap. After the December jobs report, employers added 256,000 jobs, far exceeding analysts' projections. The president says his policies are responsible for helping save the economy. President-elect Trump sentenced in the New York hush money trial today. The judge did not fine or give him jail time. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with